Kitchen Rudimental, a series here on Blueprint for Living, in which Annie Smithers will investigate the very basics of kitchen craft. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Time to join Annie Smithers in her unlocked down kitchen in regional Victoria. Annie, hello.
Hello, Jonathan.
Annie is in her Trentham restaurant, De Fermier, today, where we continue our examination of basic techniques from Annie's dusted off textbook from back in her school days. Annie, we had a little stew up last time. What are we going to do today?
Today we're going to do the kooky one of the set, as I like to think of it.
Yes.
Well, it's
I need more details.
It's this ridiculous word that is a principle of cooking that is called poeling.
All right.
P-O-E-L-I-N-G.
There'll be listeners who will quibble with our pronunciation on that, but we're sticking with poeling.
Yes,
just on a point of principle.
Yes, it's my pidgin Australian French.
Okay, what is it?
Pronunciation. What it is this is the subjection of food while it is enclosed in a container with butter to the action of heat in the oven. So do you know what it really is?
Go on.
It's fancy casserole cooking.
Oh, well, that sounds all, I don't know, I'm not sure whether I'm disappointed or pleased by that.
Well, do you remember from your youth,
yes,
the lovely enamel-covered casseroles?
Yes.
Yeah, and sort of in the lovely expensive kitchen accoutrement shops, you get beautiful Le Creuset dishes and all of those lovely cast iron things that have nice tight fitting lids.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. So when Cracknell and Kaufman, the architects of my apprentice text, talk about it, they talk about the fact that meat, poultry and game suitable for poeling must be tender and of first quality.
Mm.
So as opposed to stewing,
where you have your rougher cuts,
looking for the rougher cuts, these are the tender cuts. The size of the pan should be in keeping with the item to be poeled. Now, this is an important thing that I think really does reach across a lot of principles of cookery, is the notion of spatial relations.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things like to be nice and snug in their cooking things so that you don't have huge surface area, so that there's massive reductions or, you know, just the ability for edges to get burnt and things. So I think, you know, this sort of cooking is one of those things where you are very aware of how big is your dish and what you're putting in the dish needs to be an appropriate size.
And with stewing, we're putting in little bits and pieces, little, you know, cubed,
yep,
meat and so forth. Is this a technique more for a single piece? Is that part,
yes,
of the...
Yes. So this is, I'm going to poel a whole chicken today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could poel a lovely piece of veal loin or something like that,
yep,
that is tender and delicious. So the size of the pan should be in keeping with the item to be poeled. So if you think
chicken,
of, say, a Le Creuset dish, you know, you've got really big or you've got, you know, smaller and smaller again. If you think of an Australian enamel-covered roaster, I would fit two chickens in that or it's the sort of thing that you could put a turkey in if it's coming towards Christmas. So the flavour of the food is enhanced by the addition of sliced vegetables and herbs in the form of a bed of roots. And that has another French name, which is called a matignon. And that is a collection generally for this one of onion, carrot and celery.
Right.
And with the addition of a bit of bacon or cured pork.
Chopped in what manner?
So that's sitting, well, just in a fine dice. So that is the vegetable base that is used in a lot of, it's also used in braising to put underneath braising meats. sufficient butter must be used to allow for adequate basting and no liquid must be used during the process. So then you put a lot of butter, you smear the dish with butter Then you add a lot of butter to the top of it. So I am, I've just got butter everywhere here. Then the process must be carried out in a tightly lidded container. The process is carried out at a fairly high temperature, but the time taken by this process is longer than that for cooking the same item by roasting. So by covering it, it takes longer, but you will get a much more succulent, delicious finished result.
Are we dealing with it with a similar temperature from roast to poêle?
Well, I would, yes. So, yeah, the process is fairly high temperature. I would say about 210 for this.
Okay.
Then the lid of the vessel must be removed approximately two-thirds of the way through the process to allow the item to become coloured. And the vegetables, juices and sediment must be used to make the accompanying sauce. So then on a technical level, you would remove your chicken, you would strain off the liquid from underneath, and you would reduce that down with probably some white wine and some stock until you had a very lovely unctuous sauce.
Sounds good. And what does that do to the texture of the chicken that's different to roasting?
So what it is the technical nature of the fact that you're basting it in fat.
Yeah.
So it's recommended that you uncover it every so often and give it a good baste. So you're keeping it being basted by A, its own fat, and B, the butter that you've added. But by enclosing the bird in a tightly lidded container, is you are in effect steaming it as well as roasting it, because the action of the heat on the oven on the dish that is being used is that it has that roasting capacity, but because it is sealed, all the liquid is kept inside so that it becomes much more succulent. So you don't have that sort of dried out,
the capacity to dry it out because all the liquid is kept inside and all the liquid is fat.
It's a lot of fat. It's a lot of fat.
How good is fat?
Well, fat is not the demon that everybody says.
We must embrace it.
It keeps your neurons going. If you don't eat enough fat, you starve your neurons of the things that make them work, and then where would we be?
Wow, in a pickle.
So when I think possibly most people got distracted by the chicken in the pig's bladder, but when we talked on that episode, we talked about those three different techniques, which are sort of one and the same. One was on papillot, where you cook something with inside paper.
Yep.
The other one was sous vide, where you vacuum seal something and you cook it inside a plastic bag. And the third was en vessie, which is where you cook it in a pig's bladder. But all three of those have similarities to poêling, because what you're doing is you're heating something, this time in an oven as opposed to a liquid that came in the style of the sous vide or the pig's bladder, or the oven is where you're cooking on papillot. So, it is very similar in nature, but what you're enabled to do is to cook a larger thing, like a whole chicken or a big lump of veal or that sort of thing.
With your chicken, you just use that bed of the root veggies. Are you tempted in that for any herbs or other sort of flavours around that as well?
Well, there's a very famous rendition of this dish that was done by the lovely Julia Child, and she did her poêlée poulet with tarragon.
So
this classic combination of chicken, butter, tarragon, and to cook it in this manner, which is sort of casserole, sort of pot roasted, means that you get this incredibly succulent bird that you've browned off beautifully once you've removed the cover. Plus, you have all of those delicious flavours that have developed over the cooking of it that you strain out and you make a sauce out of.
What a dream.
So it's a very beautiful thing.
That is gorgeous. And of course, if you dear listener want to create that beautiful thing,
just go and look up Julia Child. Yes. She'll give you a recipe on the internet.
She will. Or
I'll make you one too.
Oh, thanks. And we'll put Annie's, not Julia's, but I think this is just fine. Annie's recipe up on the blueprint page on the Radio National website, and you can well to your heart's content. Yum. Annie, thank you.
It's a pleasure, Jonathan. I said shake, round and roll. I said shake, round and roll. I said shake.